Hello, everyone, and welcome to Smashbox TV's podcast 438's After Show.
Sorry, I know it took a little bit longer in the after show to get to the regular show, but Terry reminded me when he was talking about that, because a lot of people ask what you drink when you're here. And we always tell people, well, Terry doesn't drink when he's here because he has to drive all the way home. It wouldn't be
too responsible for that.
It wouldn't be Wisconsinably. But I remembered this weekend we were in Chicago, not you and I, but my wife and some other couples went to a nice restaurant, stayed at an Airbnb. It was a slight disaster for a hot minute there, but I bought some Angry Orchard.
Wow.
I know, some hard cider.
Wild.
I know, it's getting a little crazy here. And so you reminded me that I had some. So I had to go get one.
Ew. Getting wild. Well, I'm going to tell this story. I thought I was getting punked. And here's why. The other night, I had gone into a local grocery store. And I unfortunately have this addiction to diet or sugar-free rock stars. There's only one flavor that I like. Not everyone carries it. So I like to go to the grocery store that often carries them. It's one specific flavor. I don't have a can of it around here. It's the only one you ever see me with. And I went to the aisle where it's located. And there it is. I see it in all its glory. There they are. They're on sale. Nothing like a baller on a budget, right? To go after this terrible
place. I call you.
Yep. So there it is. I reach my hand up because I'm short. I reach way up. It's on the top shelf. And I swear less than 12 inches to the left of it, in the most awkward, out of place, not shouldn't be there, crazy way, is a bottle of limited edition Bourbon County Stout. Just sitting there, like
screaming.
This would be the equivalent of you going into your favorite pro shop, and there you are looking for your favorite MVP overmold matrix, and then right next to it is also a fourth run CE T-Bird, which is the only run of T-Birds that you throw. But for some reason, rather than it being in the collectible area or in the Innova area, it's sitting right next to your disc. It's like the next disc over. I swear to you, I picked up the bottle off the shelf and I looked around. I thought I was being punked. Like, they set two of my favorite beverages one way out of place, right next to one another. And then I had a moment. I had a moment and I thought, is this one of those times where, like, I was here before? Did I do this? Did I black out? Did I do something that put me here? Or is this some form of deja vu? Or am I in another life? What is happening? It's just it's not the fact that they had this, which is also is actually kind of rare because they're usually sold out everywhere. It's a limited release from months ago. It's not so much they had it, and it's not so much they had my beverage, but why was it four aisles over in the wrong spot?
Can't answer that.
Right, Terry. Next to my beverage.
I don't know.
If there ain't a God, I don't want to hear it, because he was shopping at Pick and Save, or he was stocking the shelves at Pick and Save that day, or she was stocking the shelves at Pick and Save. That's what I got to say. So, I bought them. I bought both beverages. I walked out a happy man. Life is good. Damn good.
I've got two things for you, Terry. One I'll get to in just a second. But the first, so this weekend I went down to Chicago, like I said, with some couples. We all went out to a nice dinner at a Costa Rican restaurant. Delicious, blah, blah, blah. We get to the Vrbo. And
it was Vrbo, not Airbnb.
It was Vrbo.
Okay.
And
them in their rebranding.
It was four bedroom, but you get there and none of the beds are made. You can tell they've all been slept in. What do
is
you
there
do?
Porridge?
No, there's no
there's no porridge out there.
What
do you so do? None. So So there's like a lockbox or something.
Yep,
a lockbox. We get you a key.
We get the key. We get in. Walk upstairs. Find out that every bed is undone. Literally, in one bedroom, there was a dirty pair of socks. None of the beds were made. The towels were askew everywhere. Like, it looks like someone just walked out of the room right before we got in.
Okay, so it wasn't a matter of like beds forgot to get made. They did up the rest of the house and beds just forgot to get made. Nope. The house had just simply not been put together cleaned.
Failed to be turned over, so to speak.
Yes, correct. Okay.
So what do you do?
You have to start with calling the host or texting or calling the host and saying, hey, just so you know, we just walked in and I don't know if somebody's coming back or not, but this place definitely was not turned over. That's where you just have to start, because then you have to gauge on how they reply, whether you're going to file a complaint, file a refund, you know, reach out to Vrbo or not. Like, you got to start by giving them some explanation, even though no matter how you cut it, this sucks. Yeah. Unless their explanation is, hey, why don't you guys go out to dinner? Even if you were just there, go back out. We'll come get it turned over and, you know, we'll be ready for you again in an hour, which then you got to question their cleaning, how thorough they are. But anyways, we'll get it ready for you in an hour and we're going to give you this first night free. To me, that's the closest practical, realistic solution. If they could get someone there instantly, is then give you that first night free. Anything short of that, in my opinion, feels unacceptable.
We were only staying there a night. It was a one night excursion.
Okay. Wild.
They originally responded back. I mean, it was a night for parents to get away from kids. We had a babysitter for a night, which is awesome and whatnot. They originally said, here's the deal. Our cleaning crew didn't show up. We understand that. How about just like you guys wash the sheets and stuff and we'll refund your cleaning portion?
Oh, bullshit. Hell no. Like, there's so many things wrong with that. I do not consider myself snobby or uppity or high class or all too demanding. But part of these experiences, just like a hotel, just like the only thing I care about at a hotel is my bed to get made. Part of these experiences is that you're not only are you not doing those things, but just to waste that time to do those things just to avoid a cleaning fee, unless the cleaning fee was $400 or $600.
I think it was like $110 cleaning fee.
No, because no, you don't, especially without that anticipation. Mm-hmm. Now, if it was in somewhere in the notes of like, hey, we're struggling, there's a chance this might not happen, da 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 da, you know, you're kind of signing off on the chance that we may need some help that day because there's a quick turnaround and we just can't quite do it. Like, if there was some setup of that possibility. Now, it's super unfortunate this happened. Maybe their cleaners, you know, were taking flights in on Southwest from somewhere and the planes got to, you know, didn't get there, whatever the case might be. Like, things happen. But
they were very apologetic.
That is not an of course, that's still not an acceptable enough solution for that scenario.
And that's,
in my opinion,
kind of how we came around. We were like, well, the whole purpose of us being here is that we don't have to clean things. We don't want to do our own whatever. So kept reaching out to them back, and there was a lot of back and forth.
Is this all text or phone call? What time of day is this?
It's all texting. It's I think it started about 4 o'clock and it went till about 7 o'clock, 6 to 7 o'clock. The texting back and forth.
Right. I don't like where this is going. Go on.
It's actually not bad. It ends up with okay. So finally we go back and forth, and we all decide, we're like, okay, we could either stay here or we could go to a hotel. Get a hotel up the road, the Roby, I think it was. The problem is the hotel up the road, I think this cost us each couple like $130 for the night. Which isn't too bad.
It's probably like $299 for a hotel in
Lincoln Park area of Chicago. So just north of downtown. And it was like, ugh, you know, we could go up the road, but it was going to be literally $230 a couple then for each room. And I was like, all right, whatever. So we decided, fine, we'll start washing the sheets. It's not what we want, but we're here. We've got a dinner reservation. It's the worst case that can happen. And then we'll do some complaints. So we put the first load in and then we get a text back. Said, hey, our cleaning crew responded. They're going to be on their way. And we're like, oh, cool. They're like, just, you know what? Go to dinner. Just like you said, come back. The whole place will be turned over. And my first thought was like, what are they going to, like, I suppose they just bring their own sheets. They bring a new set of sheets and flip it. They, you know, they do all that. At least that's
or what they're locked up somewhere else in the house.
We looked,
a second sheet.
We looked all over the house to see if we could find sheets, just because I wouldn't be opposed to making a bed. Okay, I have to throw clean sheets on the bed. I couldn't find any, but whatever. So then we go out to dinner. We're like, cool, it's going to get turned over. They said, listen, we'll bring the cleaning crew in and we'll refund you the service charge. Now it dropped down to we'll refund you half the service charge because the cleaning crew's going to come. And so we go to dinner. We get to dinner and then we get a text. Oh, hey, even though we told them we were going to dinner, make sure to leave the key in the lockbox so the cleaning crew can get in. We're like, no, we literally left. We're at dinner. We have the key. We're not going. We took an Uber to the dinner, which was a mile and a half away, but it would have probably taken us another 30 minutes to get back there with the way traffic was. And so we're like, no, sorry, we're gone. Meet us at, if you want someone, you're going to have to meet us at this restaurant. Delicious restaurant, by the way. Costa Rican. Yummy, yummy. Never ate at a Costa Rican restaurant. It was good. And so we go back and forth with them while we're at dinner having drinks. And finally they said, oh, hey, we have a spare key now. And I don't know how they got one or why they didn't think of it in the first place, but somehow they ended up getting. So we eat, we go to dinner, we go back there. Everything's turned over. Sheets and everything are new, clean. There are some clean towels there. I don't think there were quite enough. My wife and I had to share a towel, but whatever, you know. I'm not opposed to it. And ultimately, they ended up refunding us half the service charge, which I was a little disappointed with. Now, it wasn't me that
half
was dealing
the half
the cleaning service
half
charge.
Half the service charge,
still
which
the full
was
night
$100.
Stay. It, correct.
Yeah, F all that.
Yep.
F all that.
Like, I agree.
I was going to say, I like to be patient and understanding, and things happen. You know, I'm not, I'm trying to, you know, get back there and start banging heads with the cleaning crew or anything silly like that. But that to me, for all of that hassle, inconvenience, and wasting so much of your night with the back and forth and the whatever else, like, yeah, that's a call to Vrbo just to say we're ready to.
I believe the person who actually made the booking is putting in a review and going to give Vrbo a call to see if they can get anything more. But instead, every couple got like $15,
$9 back,
whatever it was. Yeah. And it's like, all right, cool. Thanks. I appreciate it. So that was my weekend story.
Yeah, I mean, it's to me, if they're being helpful is, you know, and it was a,
they seemed to like
unfortunate mistake.
Truly,
like, yeah, you don't need to bring down
it.
Their Vrbo. Yeah, their Vrbo, you know, side hustle or full time hustle, but and get them fully, you know,
this
wiped
seemed
off
like a
full time
hustle, because that the house that we stayed in, like, it looks really nice in pictures, but when you get there and up close, you can see that it is definitely a house that is in and out of. It's I would say lived in, because I don't think it's lived in, but like you look at the walls and where the walls go down the stairs. You can see where everybody's handprints are. It's like a dark spot, like where everyone's dirty hands are. And it doesn't look like they ever clean the walls, but they probably just repaint. We were fairly certain they just painted over once a year, because you could see where they just didn't bother to do the trim painting up by the ceiling. It just, it's a slightly different color. And so what looked really good in pictures, clearly not necessarily as nice in person. So that was...
Yeah, again, I'm not out to, you know, egg their permanent house or get their entire Vrbo account shut down. But to me, that is an unsatisfactory set of solutions, considering the hassle and inconvenience. That's just me, who's in 180 nights of hotels a year.
All right. Here's my next question for you, Terry. You've heard of ChatGPT, right? The AI?
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Have you heard of this new thing that I found? It is, you're going to love this, Terry.
Let's hope not.
It is ChatGPT. Have you heard of this?
I have not.
Do you have any, I'm assuming it's an AI bot someone created. Do you have any, do you have any disc golf questions, Terry?
How do I throw farther?
All right, we're going to ask it, how do you throw further? We're going to see what happens. What is it asking me? My name? Oh, my name is John.
Simon.
My name is Simon. No, I'll do my name is John. John, and my email is john@smash.
Oh, they asked for your email?
I don't like where
this is going.
Most of these places
do. I got
this.
Some conspiracy theories, but yeah, I don't like where this is going.
Chat DGPT.
This so right off the bat, I was just going to say, let me be very clear. This is not a Disc Golf Pro Tour.
Not that I know of. I don't believe this is, Terry. I don't believe this. Oh, we got a response. Good evening.
They're immediately knocking off and
let me get that for you. Okay, it's going to respond. This is great. What do you think the answer? How can we throw further, Terry?
It'll probably say something about X steps, reach backs.
It knows it's in the evening, so it must know where I am. It must track my IP location.
I'm surprised. Isn't this instantaneous almost? It has to think for a minute.
I'm assuming it maybe has to think for a minute. I'm going to see if I can do this control plus.
Or is it sending it to
your
email?
I can make it a little bit bigger here.
I'm just saying, if this is not a DGPT thing.
It's not.
Then there are...
I mean... You do what you can, Terry. To throw further, you can try the following techniques. Use your legs to generate more power as you throw. Transfer your weight from your back foot to your front foot. Use your core muscles. Rotate your torso as you throw, using your abdominal and back muscles to generate more force. That's one of two ways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's the other way? Is it going to... Or is that just...
I mean, I'm just going to read this verbatim, and it's going to be all my new tutorial videos.
As you should. The second... would be hand the disc to Johnny. All right. I don't know which Johnny that is because my name doesn't have an H in it. But maybe it's Johnny McRae.
Yeah.
It could go out and look at all the players out there. What other question, Terry? We need another question.
How much is my USDGC rock worth?
Do we need to be more specific or just this USDGC rock?
Let's just leave it at that. I'm just kind of interested to see how just truly see. Intelligent this is. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to say I don't think it's very intelligent at all. It might be the dumbest chatbot I've ever chatted with. I'm just
about
saying.
That. We know people.
It could replace my co-host, but that's about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, why don't you just ask it questions and then have him read to you every night? I don't need to be here. I do.
The value
not
of a USDGC United States Disc Golf Championship rock can vary depending on several factors, including the year it was produced, the weight, the condition. The USDGC rock is a special edition produced by Innova Discs and only available for purchase during USDGC tournament.
Not entirely true, but close.
All right. Let's at least ask it one more question. Let's go with something a little stranger, Terry. One more. Come on. Let's get at least one more here.
How PG does it have to be? Is the real question.
Well, let's stick with PG-13. What
I can't think of anything weird or strange that I want to verbalize. Okay.
What is the best disc to take into the hot tub with you? I mean, that's a good question. A lot of things get done in hot tubs.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I did just miss an opportunity to ask it about what's the best way to ship your disc in a box or something.
That's true. You could your that disc in a box, one. your personal disc manufacturing. So we're going to see what the best disc to take in the hot tub with you.
And where was this from Reddit?
No, I found this. This is something that someone pointed me to. Not from Reddit. So.
Okay.
All right. The response. I've been asked that exact question a lot lately. Really? Yeah. Other people are asking you what to take in the hot tub. I want to know. I wonder what its answer is. And I'm not falling for that three times in one week, JVD.
Wow.
It's kind of a rude chatbot.
Huh. Sounds like something Tyler Brickley's behind.
I'm not a sentient being and would not enjoy hot tubbing with you. You would be the first then. I'm going to ask this. What is the best Tuesday night live podcast?
That starts at 9 Central.
I'm curious. I would love to know if there's any questions from the board that I should be asking. Terry, you keep an eye on the board in case they have any good questions for us to ask. Chat DGPT. Have you ever played with Chat GPT at all? Have you messed with that?
I have not.
It's fun.
You and I looked at it for like 2 seconds last week in the after show. And I don't want to say I have no use for it. I'm sure there will be possibly at some point, whether it's a novelty or something that truly will be useful to me. But right now I'm caught up in, I got more important stuff to do, like release 2022 Skyline Classic footage. That's where my priorities lie, Johnny.
All right. After compiling feedback and search results, there's no freaking way those Smashbox guys are still doing their thing. Wow.
Wow. Interesting. Almost seems as if somebody we might know is behind that.
I don't know what you're talking about. Who would that be? He said, the chat DGPT says, gotta appreciate the hustle, especially at their age. I mean, it's
speaking of hustling around and doing things, real quick shout out if you don't already, both Alyssa Van Landen along with Paige Pierce posting lots of great content, little snippets as they've been over in Cambodia, maybe Malaysia and Cambodia. I don't even recall. They're just traveling around playing disc golf. They're on one of the disc golf tourist,
trips.
That's what I'm looking for. Trips, adventures. So very cool to see. And funny to know that they're going to be in and out of, that area and Thailand. I think they're going to be in at one point, all before I find myself over there. They'll be already on their way back. Shasta Chris, I know, picked up a win. I don't know if we talked about that last week or not, but he had just picked up a win over there. So pretty cool to see that so much disc golf is being played and talked about in that part of the world, really.
All right, Terry, one last question. What are we going to ask it? It says, I feel like we need to respond to the age comment.
I feel like probably our best bet would be if Tyler Brickley has so many friends, why is he always online virtually?
Online virtually?
Yeah, or online. Why is he always playing online or hanging out online if he allegedly has so many other...
so many friends. If Tyler Brickley has so many friends, why is he always online virtually? Mm. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be maybe the one question I would have for this chat bot.
I know this AI...
It's funny because I feel like chat bots, the one or two that I've seen, part of that intelligence is this instant response, more so than a delay. That seems to be slow and uneducated. I think of artificial intelligence usually comes with a level of
intelligence,
of legitimate intelligence. Yeah. And you'd think if they were smarter, we would probably see it,
Well, I mean, it's got a lot of internet to search much quicker in order to gather that information.
Yeah, especially if you live in a rural area in the middle of the country where it takes a lot of time for internet to get to it and then spit back out.
Says,
I could see that.
Listen, Buster, we don't claim to be the fastest chat bot. And then it shows a picture of Tyler Brickley. I mean, it knows who Tyler Brickley is because we mentioned him.
Yeah, that's probably the only way.
We don't claim to be the fastest chat bot.
All right.
I found a beautiful picture of the gentleman you mentioned. Wow.
Looks like Tyler Brickley there's had a few too many of these brandy old fashions in a can.
You're not wrong.
That's what it looks like. Huh.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, that's
that's the way I put it.
Anyway,
yeah. For those,
all right. Wow, what an incredible feature.
We drink.
I'm gonna have to.
We drink Angry Orchards exclusively. Yes, that'll help Tyler Brickley look much more beautiful the more Angry Orchards I have. Well, maybe we'll come back to chat DGBT later.
Or maybe not ever again.
You never know. Gosh.
All right. Anything else going on legitimately in the disc golf world that is worth reviewing and discussing?
I haven't seen anything really in the disc golf world that, like, again, this whole weekend was basically consumed by Simon. So the fact that we have any other news is shocking, to say the least. I was going to say on a Smashbox podcast note, I know I talked about it last week, but I am fairly certain now, after doing a little bit of testing, that I will be migrating our feed for the primary Smashbox TV to a new host. We've been with Libsyn forever. I've been looking into some other ones that I think we can get a better price for, maybe have a few more options. So I think I'm going to be moving the Smashbox feed. No one on your end should notice any difference. Everything should forward the same. I did it on a test podcast that we haven't done in a long time that's been sitting out there, and that seemed to go smoothly. So the goal for me is to move it smoothly and then look at some features as far as possibly integrating ads into the regular feed. So if you're listening to this and you're not a Patreon supporter, you might be getting some ads in your feed later.
We're selling out. Johnny, just say it. We're selling out.
We might be. We might be inserting some of those dynamic ads, as they say, kind of like how YouTube does. But if you're a Patreon supporter, you got your own personal RSS feed through Patreon, and I promise you there will never be an ad that isn't Terry promoting something he's doing, or Johnny promoting something I'm doing. Other than those promotions, you will not get ads in our main feed. So ultimately, just be on the lookout that you in the next. I'm not even gonna say month. It might be month to 2 months, depending on how long it takes things to get settled and moved. There, you might notice an ad or two pop in if that's the case. So first, I'm going to migrate it. I think I'm going to migrate it this week. I'm going to sign up and migrate the feed. So after tomorrow's podcast, technically after the Wednesday morning podcast, this one, well, the regular show drops, then I'll look at doing it, and we'll start kind of assessing it from there. So just so everyone's aware.
I was just going to say, can you have it on both? No, because they both feed to a
different RSS feed. And the nice thing about the new service that we're looking at, we can do things like multiple shows that under one umbrella. So, for instance, Terry, you have your Drop Zone show.
Drop.
If we wanted to, you know, do a podcast for that, we could probably set you up so you can upload to that, and it would all be considered under the Smashbox umbrella. So all the feeds count together, so that we can kind of almost network these things a little bit better. So yeah, so just kind of be on the lookout for that. I don't consider it anytime soon, but it might happen. Or maybe nobody wants to advertise with us because we're a bunch of Yahoos. They don't want to be associated with us.
Yahoo to advertise with us. That would be the way to do it.
I think at this point we could buy Yahoo.
I will go ahead and quickly say that I've had, and this is a little bit of an unofficial tease, but I have had a couple of conversations with a few different people within our industry that have said, hey, we know that early season events are kind of a place where the Disc Golf Guy channel does a little extra work. And I think of Shelly Sharp this weekend. I think of the Memorial. I think of a couple events over in Thailand, Maricopa, so on and so forth. Admittedly so, that's where I do a ton of my work throughout the season in a post-production format. And some not necessarily manufacturers, sorry, some disc golf industry people have reached out, and even one outside of the industry has reached out and is interested. So if that's something that you're interested in doing as well, whether it's putting some ads that play during my post-production or some kind of ad read or some other affiliation, let me know. Reach out soon, because this is pretty exciting time that a few people, and I'm going to spoil one of them proudly, out of arm's reach at the moment, I'll spoil one of them and say double arms. G jerky. Yeah, I have short arms. Double G jerky, who has supported me in a lot of ways. Even if they didn't, spoiler, I'd still eat their jerky. But Double G jerky is going to be one of the companies for sure that has stepped up and said, hey, you know, you're doing a ton of events in the next few months.
That's great.
And we want to kind of, in a blanket way, support that. So thank you to Double G jerky. I want to get that in there here and now as well.
Love the guys over at Double G jerky.
Just wanted to throw that out there. And then in a different way, tonight when you do pull the lucky winner for our Patreon giveaway, I decided just to grab a link with my logo on it.
Ooh.
It's a little tiny disc golf guy mini stamp there. And also a towel to go along with it. So we'll get this sent out. This is a one of the custom towels we did not too long ago that says Simmer Down. I almost can get that on camera. Look at that.
Like, yeah, you're this for a honestly, living. If there's one thing you're horrible at, it's like literally putting something in front of your face. Like, you know, the camera's pointed right at your face, but you always, whether you're sitting next to me or not, always want to put it like in between us, the one spot the camera's cut off at, and you always exactly. Do it. I chuckle at it every time. It's not like a horrible thing. There you go.
That's, no, it's tough. It's so tough to do. I mean, interneting.
I understand, Terry. Yeah. I understand.
Anyway. This is our Patreon for tonight. That will be the Patreon giveaway. It's a little easier to do when I'm actually home and I can just grab exactly what I know I'm going to be giving away. So
that is pretty nice.
Did you pay any attention to, before we talk NFL real quick, I may do a drop zone on this to give it a little bit more elaborate discussion, but some of you watched the live feed this weekend on either Instagram or Facebook where we had Nate Sexton in town. He was here in Milwaukee. And Nate Sexton was part of our indoor disc golf experience the disc golf experience along with Visual Eclipse had put on. Nearly 200 people, more than 200 technically, each night, both Friday night and Saturday night. Stuff doesn't even get started till like 9 or 10 o'clock. It goes on till 2 or 3 in the morning. They played 30 holes of golf, which is really ace race, kind of putter, tiki course style, if you're familiar with that. And Nate Sexton came to town, and it sounds like everybody had a great time. I was only there on Saturday night. I popped in for a couple hours to say hi to everybody, including Nate. And like I said, everyone is having a great time. So very cool. And I will talk more about some putting leagues and some of those really unique experiences in an upcoming drop zone. So look for that. I'll go more in depth about it. But big thanks to Nate Sexton.
Yeah, if I wasn't out of town, I would have been there as well. I don't know if I'd have been participating, but I would have for sure shown up just to say hi to everyone and see Nate and whatnot, because we get to work with Nate at the Disc Golf Pro Tour, but very rarely do I actually get to see him or actually talk to him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad it seemed to work out for everybody.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Nate was in and out. I think he came in Friday, and then he was here less than 48 hours. He came in sometime on Friday, did the event Friday night, did the event Saturday night, and then left at like 7 in the morning and flew out on Sunday at like 7 in the morning. So he's here in and out pretty quick, but it was cool to have him, of course, in town. And while I'm at it, I didn't stop in Friday night because my daughters had a cheer competition, a state cheer competition, in which they took first place, which surprised them.
Girls.
But they took first place at their cheering competition that they were in. We were about an hour and a half north. And I just went to a shoddy hotel instead of a shoddy Airbnb for the night. So we both had our own experiences.
I expect nothing less from you, Terry.
Yep. So real quick, last NFL is I don't even know who's where. I mean, once the Packers were out, I kind of turned it all off.
The Vikings lost, which I made a post about.
I did see that.
Yep. They lost to the Giants. not a lot of sympathy here in the NFC North, as rivals should do that. I'm just like, I don't think the Vikings had much sympathy when the Detroit Lions knocked us out. What, Dallas beat the Bucks? Might have seen Tom Brady's very last game.
Okay. Yep. Or not.
You never know. Or Rodgers as well. We're talking. The Jaguars had like the third biggest comeback in, I think, NFL playoff history. They were down 27-0 at half. And I remember looking, I was at dinner and I looked at it and I was like, oh, all right, whatever. 27-0, cool, game over Jags. And some buddies of mine, every year for playoffs, we pick all the games just in a text, and then we try to pick the Super Bowl, who's gonna go to the Super Bowl. And I picked the Chargers over the Jags. So at halftime, I was feeling pretty good. Like, cool, I got, you know, whatever. Most of them were pretty easy picks, I felt. And then the Jags decided to come back and have a phenomenal second half to beat the Chargers. So I predicted
that.
Only Jags will do. Which is funny because one of the couples that we're with are the Jagishes. So we call them the Jags as well this weekend. But yeah, so that was it was, I guess, some exciting football. I barely watched any of it. I just kind of paid attention. I have, as many of you in our Discord, if you're not familiar, you can reach out to us and we can get into our Discord. Patreon supporters get access to a special channel in the Discord, but everyone else can, you know, if you get out there. I'll have to find a short link. I know we had at one point, but the longer link to the Discord is a little different. Know that the project I'm working on right now personally is out in my garage. I'm building a giant arcade machine. So like a full, I'm going to have all the arcade games that were ever created. I found them.
Man, you downloaded them. That to me feels like the brain power behind like a chat DGPT as well. Ooh, like just so many,
way
like
more.
All, yeah, just pulling from so many brains.
You used to have a arcade machine called the Birdie King.
Yep. Yep.
What is going on with that? Do you still have that somewhere, or did you get rid of it?
I'm trying to remember where in the world that was eventually left or given.
Yeah, because you had it in your apartment when we were in downtown.
What in the world did I do with it?
But it never made it to your... I don't think it ever made it to Menominee Falls, if I remember correctly. And from there,
I genuinely do not remember what I did with it.
Sure, you gave it to some golfer.
Yeah, That's a great question. I really don't remember.
I'll see if I can get Birdie King on this one, and we can have a Birdie King challenge.
Yeah, 20 years ago. 21, 22, 24 years ago. I do not remember where it went though.
Yep. I would say I'm about 60% done with the arcade machine. I've got all the equipment here that needs to go, other than a little bit of artwork that's going to go on. I just put laminate on the sides rather than paint because I'm lazy and I hate to paint, and painting sucks. Mm-hmm. Don't ever paint. In general. And then I realized for my next year's project, because I always want one. I mean, as Terry will probably attest to, he knows one of my favorite things to do is pinball. I love me some pinball, but pinball's expensive, and you buy a pinball machine, you get one pinball game.
Yeah.
A pinball machine you have for the rest of your life, or you're not going to, but they do make virtual pinball machines with like a giant screen and every different pinball machine you'd ever want.
Sure,
almost.
Sure.
I think next year I'm going to make myself one of them, unless someone wants to give me one. But I'm going to make myself one of them, like I'm doing with this arcade machine, so I can play virtual pinball, which is awesome because I've been watching these YouTube videos on it, and these guys put in like these full like little surround sounds so you can now hear where the ball is exactly. Put solenoids in so it actually shakes the table and vibrates in certain spots when you hit flippers. They say it's like 90 to 95% of how a real pinball machine feels. So I'm really excited. I think I'm going to kind of try that out. And build that next winter. That's my project. This winter, arcade machine, get that working, and then maybe next winter will be a virtual pinball machine. So I'm excited.
Bang some balls around.
I'm gonna flip somebody off.
Speaking of which, it was last year. I probably sent you a picture or two, or maybe a quick video. I had visited the huge pinball Hall of Fame, technically in Vegas.
Yeah,
I know the Las Vegas Challenge had an event going on there. It would have been cool to check it out regardless, but they specifically had an event scheduled that went on in there. And that was the other thing I was going to quickly say is I know for at least the Las Vegas Challenge, the Disc Golf Pro Tour released tickets or that. So some people that were looking to get to become spectators to be able to watch the event. I know tickets were released for the Las Vegas Challenge, and that was just earlier today specifically. So if you want to go check that out. And, you know, I've read some of the postings about what they're planning on doing, and it's insane. I mean, you just have so many people, and there's obviously a very limited amount of parking. And so like last year, they're going to have shuttles that come in, you know, trying to get all the spectators in. It's a pretty massive undertaking as we'll be kicking off the Las Vegas Challenge. And it's not unique in that they have to figure out where and how to put a ton of spectators and do parking, but it's unique in that in the venue that it's at, that it certainly can't house everyone or hold everyone. And so that's why they're coming up with all these other, you know, elaborate solutions to do so. And honestly, it sounds like a logistical nightmare to me. So I'm glad we have no part of that. Not that they would trust us with that.
Oh God, no! Nobody should trust us with that stuff.
Crazy to say it. You know, I know we were trying to do the math earlier, but you know, we're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks and change to the Las Vegas Challenge.
Ray asked me earlier on the board, how many events am I switching this year? How many behind the board?
5 and change.
And I believe I'm going to do somewhere 15 to 17 events this year. So, which is doesn't sound like much of a step back, but it is for me, considering I believe that the Pro Tour is going to be broadcasting 26 or 28 events, something like that this year. So, yeah, I'm going to be stepping back. My first event won't be until Champions Cup. No, that's not true. I think I'm going to do one right before Champions Cup because I don't want to step right into a major. I would rather. I think I'm going to cover an elite event, but. Yeah, so I'm definitely doing less than I was last year, and then next year I'll do less than that. Next year I'll do less than that until finally.
Eventually, we fire your ass.
Until finally someone decides that guy's not worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and along those lines,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, along the lines of Disc Golf Pro Tour media news information, spoiler, not so spoiler, tomorrow. I am going to be partnering up with one Kristen Tatar at 10 a.m. So that's about 10 hours from now. At 10 a.m., we're going to be doing a Wednesday rewatch of her Worlds, final round at Worlds. So that's in the queue. And then there's one other. I hope these are all public, but the other one is Owen Scoggins. Tomorrow I have to double up. And shortly after I'm done talking to Kristen Tatar about her final round at Worlds, Owen Scoggins and I are going to break down her match play experience.
Oh, so exciting.
That she took down at the Disc Golf Pro Tour match play. So I've got, I mean,
I might actually talk watch about those.
A pretty a blessed life and career. Yes. Tomorrow I'll be sitting in this very seat. I'll be talking to both Kristen Tatar and Owen Scoggins about some of the most, you know, crucial, important, memorable moments of the 2022 season. So those are both going to be in the queue. I don't know when both of them are releasing. I don't know if one's tomorrow or if they're not. I don't know when they're releasing, but I know I'm sitting down. So spoiler, it's not live, but I'll be talking with them both tomorrow.
And
so that's pretty cool.
By this time next week, if everything goes as smoothly as possible, Skip Ace should be open for registrations for the 2023
no,
season.
No, do not tease us like that.
It is the original Skip Ace, been around since like 2003, I think. You know, don't accept any fakes. Don't go to Ace Skip or Ski Pace.
Yep, not Ski Pace.
You gotta go Skip Ace. So hopefully that should be open for registrations for new leagues. Next week, my developer and I said we were shooting for the 23rd. So I'm hoping that we can, even if he's not done, I think we can roll it out and open it up for everybody. It'll just be a matter of a few little tweaks. You know, we have basically 5 weeks until the season starts. So we just want to make sure that everything is open for the next 5 weeks so people can get on, do everything they want to do, get their league set up, get the draft date set up, all that other fun stuff. So I'm looking forward to that. Going to be a big push. You'll probably all get emails from me if you've ever logged into Skip Ace and give me your email address. You see the occasional, you're on my email list. You're on my list like Santa Claus. So you're not getting, whether you're naughty or nice, I don't care. I just want you to give me some cash.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I'll Claus. Just, I might as well, it's only fair to piggyback on that. when you get an email from me regarding my disc in a box or shop.thediscgolfguy.com, just know that I very much paid a discounted price to get the email list from Johnny in order to be able to spam you as well.
So. I would probably charge you double.
Yeah. You're talking about a bunch of people that play fantasy frisbee. I mean, I want the people that are like throwing real frisbees that they're buying on my store, man.
Well, if they're throwing them, you don't want them. You want new ones. You want people shipping them, not throwing them.
Well, I mean, I do sell in a similar way. I feel like we're just exchanging these silly updates, but in a similar way, yes, shop.thediscgolfguy.com. is going to get a little bit of a branding makeover as well. So it'll be a much better shopping experience. Not that I think the other one was bad, but I think this one will look nicer when it releases in a few days. So, all right, Johnny, I think that's enough of you. And I have to walk all the way to the fridge to get another damn good, their words, not mine, damn good brandy old fashioned in a can. 62%. What? These are wild. Just kidding.
Whoa.
Thank you to Drink Wisconsibly for your support here tonight. Unless you got anything else, Johnny, I think we can call it.
I ain't got anything, Terrabear. We can do our giveaway.
Oh, we
got to
do
it.
The giveaway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally forgot about the giveaway.
I was ready for
I'll
that.
Drink to that.
You'll drink,
I'll
to,
drink
that.
To that.
As you know, if you don't know by now, I'll go over it real quickly. Patreon.com/SmashboxTV. For as little as $1 a month, you can be eligible for this giveaway, or you can go to the service, which a few more people have been doing regularly. Remember, I
look at them.
I grab it every week, everyone for the last week. So, you know, if you're on that list, if you know where to go, you know where to go. No purchase necessary. Anyway, we give away a disc or a disc and a towel, for instance, this week.
Tonight, yes.
Yeah, to our to one of our Patreon supporters. And like I said, if you find value in the bull crap that we do here, value
or
for
pity.
Value. Or pity.
Or pity.
Okay. So we do value for value or pity for value. Either one, value for pity. It doesn't matter however you look at it. Yeah. If you support us, you're eligible for our giveaway, and we do thank you. You should be getting your Patreon supporter discs actually pretty quickly here, as you know.
You got it.
We're, you know,
shipped in my disc in a box. Ooh, coming to you.
There you go. And you can reuse that disc in a box. Don't throw it away.
Do not. You should be recycling it. Even if that hurts my bottom line, I want you to recycle it, because that's what's better for the environment.
Recycle it. Or what you could do is you could hang it on a wall. Just the disc, not the disc, but the box.
Hang the box on the wall.
And the box up on the
wall.
That's
a good idea.
It's art. All right. So we have 150.
It definitely is. And if you support us via Patreon, it allows Johnny to get Airbnbs that have made beds. It's a luxury he's been going for.
Soon.
It will have probably a made bed.
Hopefully clean.
He won't have to make his own bed at an Airbnb.
Verbo, not Airbnb. Terry, don't slander Airbnb.
Shut up. It's all the same.
All right. Patreon.com/SmashboxTV. 154 people eligible tonight for our giveaway. Terry, what number are we going to draw? We always hit generate a certain amount of times. What one is it?
We had two of these old fashions, so it's going to have to be the second one.
Two for now. Tell our after private show. All right. Our first number well, that's weird. I hit the generate button. Nothing happened.
Oh, chat DGPT got in there.
I blame him.
Stuff up.
I'm going to do a refresh here. Do 154.
Oh,
all right.
Go up to the lock. Make sure it's secure.
The lock is secure. Everything's there. We hit generate. There it goes.
Pop up.
That's weird.
I don't know. This wouldn't pass in the raffle pages,
Terry,
on Facebook.
I just didn't click on it. I hovered over it. I didn't click on it.
All right.
That was our first number.
Make sure
28.
This is legit for our free shed.
Our second number is, and the winner is going to be number 90. It was sorted by first names tonight. 90, 90, oh. 90. Let me scroll down to 90, or up actually, because I was at the bottom
number
of the list.
Number 90. Coming in hot. 90.
Kurt Bimler. Congratulations, Kurt.
Kurt.
Out of South Elgin, Illinois. Thank you, Kurt.
Kurt. Send me your address right now, Kurt.
And for those of you, just real quick, just to quickly talk about the Patreon supporter discs. Even if you're no longer a patron and you were a patron last year, you will be getting your disc. If you're not a patron now and you were a patron earlier this year, for I think I have a 3 to 4 months or something like that you need to be a patron for in order to qualify for a disc at the $3 level, you will get your Patreon disc. Even if you still no longer support us, hopefully it'll be a nice surprise in the mail. You're like, oh, look, I don't support those chumps anymore, but they still gave me a disc. You will get that, I promise. So I have that list. I sent it to Terry. It's all been shared. Hopefully all we got to do is ship those out and we'll be good to go. So yeah, so Kurt Bimler, thank you very, very much for your patronage. And you will be getting that disc and a towel. Terry will personally drive it down. I'm sending his address. He'll personally drive it down.
Elgin's not that far.
And
yep.
He'll he'll knock on your door at about 3 a.m. Probably how long it takes to get there. And, mm-hmm. you know, so be ready tonight.
A little less than.
Yeah,
this isn't far from where your Airbnb is. You should have just brought it down there, your Vrbo. Sorry.
If I would have known. If only I would have known.
What good are you?
You know that answer.
All right, guys. We are going to call it. So we do appreciate you guys for joining us for the regular show. If you were silly enough to stick around here for our after show, well, we don't promise value. We promise some length of time to be live on the air to talk about things that are or are not Discover related. And that's what we delivered tonight. You may not like it or agree with it, but that's all we can promise. So we're going to close it out. This has been Podcast After Show 438. For Johnny V, I'm Terry Miller, the Disc Golf Guy. We'll see you this weekend when you're watching the Shelly Sharp coverage. And then we'll see you next week. You step inside the Smashbox.